This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Please help me welcome to the program Senator Ken Cuccinelli, live by phone from his office in Northern Virginia. He represents the 37th Senate District, which I believe, Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, that's Western Fairfax, is that right?
That's correct.
So let's start, if we can, with a little Ken Cuccinelli 101. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get to the main reason that you're on the show today.
Well, I grew up here in Northern Virginia, went to schools here in Fairfax, and got my engineering degree in UVA, spent some good time down there, and I actually have family in the Charlottesville area, and then went back up to work, get married, and went to law school, got a master's at George Mason. I was the only member of the Virginia State Senate from George Mason when they were in the Final Four, which was fun. And, you know, I usually expect UVA to be the one on the basketball side, but George Mason did very well last year.
Yeah,
and I've been an attorney for better, you know, rolling into my, well into my second decade. And we have six kids. We just had our first boy. We have five girls and a boy.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. And he's well mothered. And obviously Monday I announced that I'd like to move from the Senate to the Attorney General's office, and we have just begun pursuing that effort. That's in 2009. It's not this year. It's next year.
Right.
But
right.
Frankly, by Virginia election cycle standards, this is as late as this race has started in a while.
Really? So this isn't too early then?
Oh, no. 4 years ago, Bob McDonnell, our current excellent Attorney General, had already been campaigning a year and a half. And I'm the first announced candidate formally from either party.
Now, before we get into, you know, the politics of it and your chances and all that kind of stuff, give us what went into your decision, some of the thoughts and some of the elements in the discussion with your family and your advisors, and tell us why Ken Cuccinelli wants to be Attorney General.
Well, you know, a lot of this, you mentioned family and others, and you have to be able to do it family-wise, and we formulated a plan to continue to maintain some semblance of our family life to do this, and we think we can pull that off. And I work at a small firm. I'm one of the members here at Cuccinelli & Day, and we believe that we can manage the professional side of this as well. I mean, I have to keep working, and I have to service my clients. And then there's the political side, which is obviously a huge part of it, and it's the part that most of the rest of the world pays attention to. And there's a couple elements to it. First of all, while a lot of people in other parts of the state normally think anything from Northern Virginia is a negative, I am the only state senator left standing among Republicans in all of Northern Virginia. All the others have been defeated. We didn't win some other seats we had a shot at. And if you look at the 2005, 6, and 7 election cycles, Republicans have been getting their clock cleaned up here, but I continue to survive, even though that for all three of my elections, I've either been the number one or number two target of the Democrats statewide of all races on the ballot, number one or number two. And I continue to survive, and the way I do it is by leading on issues in the legislature that matter to people a great deal, enough to make them come out and volunteer on these campaigns. And we run the best grassroots campaigns in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And now we're going to do it instead of just in Northern Virginia. We're going to do it statewide on issues that I believe will resonate anywhere in Virginia.
My guest is Senator Ken Cuccinelli, a member of the Virginia Senate. He represents the 37th Senate District, which is Western Fairfax, and recently announced his intention to seek the Republican nomination for Attorney General, this election, of course, in November of 2009. What do you think your chances are now of getting number one, getting the nomination from the party, and number two, of a win for that office?
Well, I think they're good on both counts. First of all, I am probably the only state delegate or senator, at least Republican, that has a statewide network of support already. I have more than three times as many small donors. These are people who gave, you know, $100 or less, and We go all the way down to $1 donations on our campaign, which are frankly quite wonderful to get. They always come with nice notes and all the rest, and great, a lot of encouragement. And we have about 2,000 of those folks all over Virginia or more, and that's just donors, not the hundreds of volunteers we've had help us. And even though I've run for the state Senate, we have had volunteer help from all over Virginia, literally as far away as Tazewell County. We've had phone banks called from down there. We've had them done from Southeast Virginia, Fredericksburg, the Richmond area, as well as people who have done internet research for us. They've done data work for us, and they're all volunteering on my Senate campaign, and that's from all over Virginia. And the reason is because I have been a leader on virtually every issue of significance to conservatives, be it fighting taxes. It's been a big battle since I've got there, and I've been a major leader in trying to keep taxes low in Virginia in the state Senate. I've been the main defender of the Second Amendment year in and year out, even though I'm running in Fairfax, which is, you know, brutally difficult place to be a strong defender of the Second Amendment. I was the leader in the General Assembly on property rights. It took 3 years to get a decent bill on property rights, and we got it. I'm leaving one out. Oh, my gosh, of course, life. I've been in my middle term in the General Assembly. I was the only senator to put in any bills to address pro-life issue and protect the unborn and women going through abortions. And, you know, in the Senate, because we have so few conservatives, you kind of stand out when you lead on these things. And that's partly, it's made it very painful in the Senate for me sometimes, but I've never shied away from any of these battles. And frankly, the conservative and grassroots base that decides convention nominations tend to agree with me right up and down the line on these issues, and they're passionate about it. And those are the same folks that'll help us win in the general election. As a state senator, I've been at the top of the ticket when I've been running, because we, the state Senate, is elected in the off years of our cycle, in 07 and 2011 is the next one, not these statewide races like 2009. And now I'm going to be at the bottom of the ticket. I guess not the very bottom of the ticket, but the bottom of the statewide ticket with Bob McDonnell and Bill Bowling. And I have to say, I think that's a great ticket to run with. We're going to have an extremely strong ticket. We're going to have people from Southeast Virginia, the Richmond area, and Northern Virginia. Now, that you can't cover the whole state there, but we do get the three most populous parts of the state, and I think that all three of us have value sets and have pursued policies that would be very much appreciated in the western part of the state as well, including the Charlottesville area.
We're talking with Senator Ken Cuccinelli of the Virginia Senate, announced recently that he will seek the Republican nomination for Attorney General. So if I hear you right now, I've heard political reporters say, yeah, you know, Ken Cuccinelli, he's more in the spectrum of Virginia Republicans. He's more to the conservative side. So we may, in fact, see perhaps a moderate candidate also seek the nomination. But if I hear you right, the fact that you are the more conservative Republican, you think that's going to serve you well statewide and not be any kind of a hindrance?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's an old joke about the only thing in the middle of the road is the only thing you find in the middle of the road is roadkill. Partisanship gets knocked a lot, but it's funny. All the people knocking it when they get to the legislature tend to be pretty partisan. You are part of a team, and I'm a team player. I believe that my team needs to focus on a set of issues and a vision for Virginia that is optimistic and hopeful, and is based in a restrained government that protects individual rights. And, you know, that's why I'm pro-life. It's why I oppose tax increases. It's, you know, it's the rationale for all the positions I have. I'm very consistent across the board in the positions I have. And the people who agree with us on those, it's amazing what the amount of work they'll do to get the message out. And, you know, we're not tricking people. We're just trying to get a message out and say, look, this is how our conservative philosophy applies to everyday problems like transportation. But when you have tons of committed volunteers, which we've always had and always relied on, you can get that message out for a whole lot less money. And I promise you, you probably don't even think about it if you've gotten a volunteer political call. It probably doesn't even register with you. But if you've got a volunteer on the other end of that line who you subconsciously know is giving up their time and going through this rather awkward process of selling you someone else, in this case, a candidate, it obviously is important enough to them to give up that time and to go through that effort. And that sends a message that no amount of paid political mail and fundraising can do. And that effort is virtually inexhaustible. And we rely on it. We have relied on it. And we have been carried over the top by people who agree with us on things like protecting life and the Second Amendment and property rights and fighting taxes. And we even get help from people who recognize my expertise in areas like mental health and dealing with the mentally retarded.
What are your priorities? Let's just assume that down the road in 09 you win this race. You win the nomination. You are Attorney General Cuccinelli. What are your priorities then as Attorney General?
Well, certainly I'd bring my conservative views of the law, and I'm a lawyer who appreciates the law very much. This isn't just a position. I think this would be a great job because I love the law, and I obviously have a public policy agenda that I've always been very open about and that I think is best for Virginia. And I think combining the two would be an exciting opportunity, and it would allow me, in many respects, to continue some of the things Bob McDonnell has been doing. For instance, he started a regulatory review across the whole panoply of Virginia regulations to see what is now outdated and that we can do without and that we should change or eliminate. That's the kind of trimming down of government that I appreciate and would continue. And in fact, I would expand that. I remember 1 hour in the Senate this year where we voted on proposals that would expand or create five new programs. And I thought to myself, we never have an hour where we get five things coming through here that we're eliminating or cutting. And it cannot be the case that every law we've all passed for the last 20 or 30 years has just worked stupendously. And I think that the Attorney General is well positioned to go back through and look at shrinking government that way. Shrink the code, shrink the responsibilities of government, and shrink the restrictions which restrain freedom on the people of Virginia. Obviously in an appropriate way, not a willy-nilly approach, and you'd have to get them through the General Assembly, but there's nobody better positioned to do that than the Attorney General.
Senator Ken Cuccinelli represents the 37th Senate District of Western Fairfax County in Northern Virginia and is a candidate for the Republican nomination for Attorney General. The election, in November of 2009. Senator, stay in touch with us, so we look forward to talking to you again.
Glad to do it, and people can go to Cuccinelli.com to find out more. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely, and that spell that for us now. It's two C's, right?
Spelled like it sounds. Cuccinelli.com.
Two C's and two L's. There you go.
That's right.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All righty. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.